A leaked slide from a Foxconn internal presentation shows a couple of features that may be coming on iPhone 7 that have been rumored, but not really solidly. BGR.com reports that Apple's handset may indeed have an IP68 water and dust resistant rating and wireless charging support. If this slide posted by MyDrivers.com pans out, it may be one more thing that Apple was saving back for the iPhone 7 rollout in September. Twitter estimates it has 10 million users in China, which gives an indication of how many people there are using VPN to get around government censorship. According to TechCrunch.com, earlier estimates were as high as 35.5 million. There's no solid data, since the VPNs the scofflaws are using to tweet show up as being in other countries besides China. With only around 10 million users out of Twitter's 310 million, it's not a crucial part of their business, but does give an idea of the people using VPN to get around the government censorship, and that's usually journalists, activists, prominent business leaders, and decision makers. This is a significant leak in China's so-called Great Firewall. According to analysts, Samsung is heading for the best quarter in a couple of years because they are going to release smartphone numbers later this week. And after some iffy quarters and phones that underwhelmed, Reuters.com says the Galaxy S7 has done better than expected, with about 16 million pumped out between April and June. And the curved screen model is outselling the flat screen sibling. Speaking of marketing, most everyone's predicting the iPhone 7 will be much like a 6SS and not a wow year upgrade, and it'll mean a sales slump. BusinessInsider.com reports this may be intentional. Some Apple watchers are now saying the so-called TikTok system of major iPhone upgrade every other year is not sustainable, and Apple may just be going with the math. Normally, about 33% of iPhone owners might upgrade this fall. That's been consistent for six quarters, but if things look a little disappointing, Apple can look forward to a huge jump of about 43% for the next five quarters after an iPhone 7S or 8 or anniversary model or whatever the 2017 model will be called. This will be a bonanza for them, and it sounds like just the kind of thing a nuts and bolts guy like Tim Cook might cook up. I'm Clark Reed.